It's time for Breaking Chains
with the full gospel hour of prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the full gospel hour of prayer on YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord. Sister Sabrina, will you please open up the prayer line with prayer, please?
Father God, we thank you once again that we have another Tuesday evening to come into your presence, Lord. We are needy and a weak people, and we need a right now word from you, from heaven, Lord. As we look to around us, we see the heavens shaking and the mountains moving. But God, you said you would give us a peace that no man understands. And Lord, I call upon you this evening as we gather on this prayer line, Father God, that you overtake, God, our fellowship today, and that the Spirit of God will move among every man, woman, boy, and girl off this line this hour, Lord. I thank you for the love of Christ. I thank you for the compassion of Christ. I thank you for the grace of Christ. And I thank you that we'll have love, yes, for one another. I thank you that this last hour, revival will happen in our hearts and happen in our nation. Lord, we believe this by faith. We rebuke and bind the devourer that would try to attempt to come against the body of Christ. Lord, we already know what the winner is, and that is you. The back of the book says you, God, have dominion over man, and we stand on your word of truth and say thank you in advance for a right now life-changing word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome and thank you to all the new returning listeners. God bless you all. Here's a few announcements. There are now four ways to receive a word from God through our ministry. The first is this Tuesday night prayer line, which you're already a part of, thanks be to God. And then we also have a Wednesday night prayer line at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and the number is follows 916-588-9688. The third way is in person, attending our Sunday services that begin at 1:30 in Sacramento, California area. The exact address is 6920 Larchmont Avenue in North Highlands, California, inside the Ark of Salvation banquet room. The fourth way is to call in and listen to the word going forth live every Sunday at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time, and the number is 916-588-9688 again. Please remember on this evening to mute your phone so that we are not distracted from hearing the word from God. Thank you, and God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, this is Jeffrey James from Pennsylvania.
Praise the Lord.
I'd like to thank God today for actually letting me safely relocate to Atlanta, Georgia. My flight was ours. 6 o'clock this morning, I safely arrived here at 8:19, and I'm very looking forward to the blessings that he's about to store me as I make my new life here in Georgia.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Amen, Pastor Smith. I thank God for your prayer line that you have every Tuesday and Wednesday. It's such a blessing because the word of God is what can set us free. And I just thank you, and I'm reminded of the scripture over in the book of Isaiah where he said that it will come to pass that before we call, he would answer us. And while we are yet speaking, God said he will hear. You know, Pastor Smith, it's such a blessing because I have found out that when you learn the word of God and you know that God keeps his promises, then you can call on him with confidence. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what's going on in your life. God is faithful. And I just thank God for your faithfulness, Pastor Smith. Thank God for the prayer line.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Well, this is Sister Tamara. I just have a testimony about the goodness of God. I just thank the Lord for a wonderful anniversary service, the 17th year anniversary service for Full Gospel House of Prayer. I thank the Lord for traveling mercies for everyone that came in, those that came from Texas, those that traveled from Atlanta, those who traveled from the Bay Area. I just thank the Lord for our one body working as one for the goodness of God.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Pastor Smith, this is Sabrina. I'm piggybacking off of Tamara. I thank God for his traveling mercies as we participated in the 17th year anniversary. But not only that, the ordination that God actually went and conducted, it was powerful. And the love that God, the seed of love that was planted through the minister, archbishop that came down and ministered about love. And love is the reason why the ordination happened. So I just thank him for that time and that fellowship that we had together and continue to look forward to fellowshipping again.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there is any more testimony, I want to also give thanks and praise to God for allowing us to have 17 years of service. And I thank God for the Full Gospel House of Prayer and our friends and our neighbors that supported. And it was just wonderful. It was unity. It was team. It was just a blessing. And I thank God for the everything that happened, the decoration, the food, the word, everything was just beautiful. And I praise God for the support system that God has allowed to come in our lives. If you have your Bibles tonight, will you please turn to 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, verses 8. Then we're going to skip down to verse 17 and 19. In the last book, John 10 and 10. Again, there's 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. Begin with verse 8. We're going to skip down to verses 17 through 19 and John 10 and 10, please. When everyone get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the breath of God to breathe and anoint this word, that this word with God will do exactly what it says as we read it. We thank you for the blood of Jesus applied now, and we thank you now that the word that will go forth tonight, that there will be deliverance and that souls will be set free by the power of the working word. This word is an encouragement tonight to everyone. That's, there are those that's going through a place of recovery, and there are those that are standing and watching as people are recovered. So it's working in two areas tonight: a place of recovery for those that need recovery, and a place where we are standing in agreement for the one that's going through the process of recovery. And this is a word to encourage us all tonight, that it's the Lord's will that we recover all that Satan has stolen from us. And we know he's the thief and he steals. And we're going to see by the word of God how the spirit of recovery came upon David's life. And we're going to see the steps and the process of the recovery and how it was so powerful, how God mercy allowed David to come into a place of recovery. And we're going to see the steps that David had to go through, the process, in order for this place of recovery to come in his life. And we know how the thief comes in. He comes in to take from us. He come in and to steal and to destroy our spiritual walk. He comes to steal our families. He comes to steal our finances. And he comes to steal marriages between husband and wives. And he comes to take our dignity and our self-esteem, our courage, and our joy. This is what Satan does. This is his plan. But we're going to see how the plan of God stood for David. And we're going to see this process of how David had to move and the steps he took to bring forth recovery. And I want you to be encouraged tonight, because God has such great plans for his people. And inside of us is a great diamond. And we know the process that a diamond have to go through until it become a real gem, a real diamond. It has to go through pressure, things that's poured on that diamond. And so there's a hidden diamond buried in us. And many times we go through different lives, pressure and process. And many times we try to do a shortcut. And this is what David tried to do. He tried to do it in a short form. He was running from the enemy, and then he came in alliance with the Philistines. We're going to see by the word of God. And how, when he tried to do this with a short method, it didn't work. And that's happened in all of our lives. When we try to do a shortcut, when we try to avoid a step that God has placed in our life by a short route, by, we want to eliminate a part. And that part is so important. And we come into a place where we want to shorten the time. This is what David did. He wanted to do something quickly, so he came in alliance with the Philistine. He left God's people. He left Israel and came in alliance with the Philistines, who was against Israel. And they knew the history of David. They knew how David had came against that Goliath and the lion and the bear. They knew David's history, so they was welcoming David into their territory because he could be helped to them because he was a warrior. And that's what the enemy does. And what it does is cause us to lose. And David lost, but we're going to see about the recovery, how God planned stood out for David. Begin now, 1 Samuel 30, verse 8, then we'll skip down 17 and 19, please.
And David inquired at the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fall recover all." Skipping down to 17 through 19. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all.
David recovered all. But we're going to see the steps. He was out the will of God. And when he heard the report, what the enemy had done, it came in and stole his wives and came in against Israel. But David was out the will of God. But because he knew what to do, the first step that he inquired of the Lord, David went before God and inquired. That's the first step. He asked God for information. He sought after God for God to reveal to him what to do in the matters that he was concerned about. And then God answered David. After he inquired, he repented and he inquired of the Lord, because David wanted his family back. He wanted the goods back. He wanted everything that was stolen from him back. And that's what we are standing in on tonight. There are many people that's going through a place of recovery, and there's many people that's standing, believing for their recovery. And what happens many times as a person is out of the will of God and someone is standing in the gap believing for them to be recovered, naysayers come in and try to disencourage them to let it go. Why bother? Why don't you just give this up? But the person that's standing in agreement for their spirit, for that person's spiritual walk, in agreement for the children, for the household to come back in order, in agreement for the marriage to last, in agreement for the finance to come back in order, in agreement that they be in a place where their esteem come up and their dignity come up again, in agreement that they be encouraged and they get full of joy again. This is to encourage you also, because the devil don't want you to do it, saints of God. And this is to encourage you in order to see a full recovery. Somebody got to stand in agreement. God was in agreement with David, and he inquired of the Lord. And the Lord began to tell him, give him wisdom about the matter. And this is a word of encouragement. You know how the devil does? He don't just come in and just like a force and knock the door down immediately. He gradually come in. I've seen so many people fail in many areas. I've seen myself fail. He gradually comes in, especially when there's matters that God wants you to be blessed in. That's how he does with family. He gradually comes in. He don't just come in with a full force. He gradually come in. And that's how he does with business matters and finance. He gradually comes in. He gradually have you doing things out of the will of God. And before you know it, you don't have a business. Before you know it, you don't have a home. Before you know it, you don't, your marriage is gone. Before you know it, your children and your household is out of control. But this is what the devil does. He gradually does that. That's what he did for David. It was a gradually thing. And I've seen it happen time and time again. I'm talking about the body of believers. It happens gradually. And sometimes people just will not, they will not listen to God. When God is saying, turn this around or do it like this, many times we take a shortcut, saints of God, and then when we take a shortcut, the devil comes in and moves secretly to take possession gradually of all those things that God has set up for us. See, David was already a king in waiting. You are a diamond ready to come out of the rough. David was a king in waiting, and he wanted to do it his way. And the shortcut did not work for David. It reduced David. It caused things to come out of order. And so God began to give him a word. He inquired of God, and he began to proceed to come against the enemy, to overtake the enemy, and the enemy lost. David recovered. He got back, he regained, and it was restored. And David inquired of the Lord, shall I go after the enemy? Will I catch them? He asked God, and God answered them, go, catch, and recover all. Go, catch, and recover all. David attacked and fought until evening, and none of them escaped. David recovered all that was carried away. Nothing at all was missing. David got back all that has been taken. David got back all that has been taken. He recovered all. He recovers extra. God gave him more than enough. He got their spoils also. He received much more. He received his stuff, and he received from the enemy's stuff. And this is what God is encouraging us tonight. We know that the enemy, he comes in, like I said, he moves secretly. He takes possession gradually. He carried away things without our permission. This is what happened to David. But when David, who was trying to do it the shortcut, trying to do it in a manner that he thought he was going to quickly get out of this for his running from Saul. And he causes problem for his family, for himself, because he wanted to do it in his own flesh. He didn't have the faith to wait on God because God had caused him to be a king in waiting. He was anointed to be a king as a child. And that's what's happening with many of the saints of God. God have anointed you. You are diamond already inside of you, and God is causing you to go through many things that's pressing that diamond to come up out of you, because you it's a diamond hidden inside of you by the Holy Spirit. People can't see it. They couldn't see that hidden place that God had within David. He was a king in waiting. He didn't look like a king. He didn't act like a king, but he was a king because he was anointed by God to be king. And that's what I'm encouraging you tonight. There's a hidden diamond inside of you, people of God. It's buried. And God himself going to bring that diamond out. It may be pressed. It may be going through a process tonight. It may be going through some things, but I'm encouraging you tonight. When you try to do it the shortcut, the enemy comes in and takes possession gradually. He comes in and he steals. He comes in, he take away without your permission. He does it secretly. And like I said, you can just go back into your own remembrance, and you can see how the enemy has stolen, how he's taken homes, how he's taken marriages, how he's taken business, how he's taken finance, how he's taken health, how he has taken joy. He's taken your esteem, your dignity, and your courage. But when someone is standing in a firmness, not being moved by the naysayers, when they see that person is falling apart, David was fell apart. He wasn't walking in faith anymore. He was walking in the flesh. For him to go to an enemy's territory, to have alliance with the enemy, he was no longer in faith because he was afraid of Saul. He was trying to do it his way to save his own skin. He came into alliance with the enemy, and the enemy welcomed him in because they knew the history of David. The enemy will welcome you into their house. He will welcome you into their lives. He will welcome you into their affairs because they know time passed when you was anointed. Time passed when you walked in faith. Time passed when God really used you. And when you get into that shaky place and your faith, hallelujah, come into a place where you're not standing firm in faith, the enemy said, come on in. Come, you're welcome. That's what the Philistines said for David. David, we know about you, David, and you can help us. And that's what the enemy does when we are not sure-footed, when we are not in a place of standing in faith, believing that God has anointed me and I'm going through a process because a diamond is buried inside of me. I'm encouraging you tonight, saints, a diamond is buried on the inside of you, and don't let the enemy cause you to do a shortcut because it will not. It cannot, it shall not work. We see it here in the word. It will eliminate, it will reduce, it will come against all your possession. It will come against your walk in God. It will come against your family. It will come against your finance. It will come against your business. It will come against your relationship if you're married. It will come against your dignity. It will come against your esteem. It will come against your courage, and you will not have no joy. David was experiencing all of those things. But when he inquired of the Lord, when he began to seek God, when his heart began to pant after the Lord again, God revealed to him wisdom and knowledge in the matters that was concerning David and gave him the okay. He said, go, pursue, because I'm with you. See, God was with him. He said, go, pursue, I'm with you. And you're going to, and God spoke to him a word of surety, a word of surety. you're going to get back, you're going to regain, and things will be restored in your life. And God did just that. God will do just that for those diamonds that's hidden in you. God will take what we think is unusable. God will take what we think is unusable and turn that life around. And they will do exactly what God has planned. Because you are hidden diamonds tonight. And it's buried down inside of you. In the hands of God. It's pressing. And the process is going on within you, saints of God. And that it's going to come up. A true refined diamond. Because God is doing the refinery. And this is a word of encouragement. I'm encouraging the ones that know that they know they stand in agreement for that individual. No matter what people may try to put in their ears and cause them to turn, they're going to stand tonight. They're going to stand tonight as God stood with David when he inquired of the Lord. God totally turned it around and gave David the spoils of the enemy, and David recovered all that was carried away. Nothing at all was missing. That's what God desires for us. He wants to give us recovery. Everything the devil has stolen, had carried away, he wants nothing to be missing. He wants to give you extra. More than enough. John 10:10, please.
The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly.
This is what the word is saying. It's backing up what God desired for David. The thief come to steal, to kill, and destroy. I have come in order that you might have life. Life in all its fullness. He wants us to have life in fullness, in completion, totally developed by the power of God, in the abundance, fully supplied, full measure, entirely completing, wanting nothing. That's what God desires for us in this hour, saints. So these are steps of recovery. These are steps to bring us into that fullness, that complete development, the abundance life supplied by God in a full measure, entirely, completely, wanting nothing. This is the will of God by his word. And so tonight, we're going to stand in agreement for the process of recovery is over many of the saints' lives. We're going to stand that they follow the steps by the word of God, not by the flesh, because that's what gets us in trouble. The flesh got David in trouble. When the enemy is pursuing us, we have God to depend on, because I'm reminding you again, your diamond is hidden on the inside, and the process is being worked by the hands of God to bring it up, and we don't want to cut it short. We want it to be fully developed tonight. We want it to be fully complete tonight. And we don't want that demon, that devil, to take away and carry anything for us, from us without permission from God. We don't want the devil to continue to move secretly and take possession gradually, taking possession gradually of our spiritual walk, taking possession gradually of our household, our children, our family, taking possession gradually of our health, taking possession gradually of our marriages, taking possession gradually of our business and our finance, our dignity, our self-esteem, our courage and our joy. The devil is a thief. But Jesus came. Acts 10:38 say how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. God anointed him with power to deliver all that was oppressed of the devil. That's an oppressing spirit that the saints have power to pray against through the word of God, the blood of Jesus, and his spirit. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God is with us tonight, and we're going to pray by faith that the Spirit of God come in, because we're inquiring of God tonight. Any areas that need to be recovered, come into a state of recovery. We're seeking God tonight. That's what David did. He began to inquire and ask of God. He began to seek God. And God got in the matters of David. He got in the place where he allowed David, I'm concerned about what's happening with you. God is concerned about everything in our life. He said he can correct and cause every crooked place to be made straight. He's concerned about everything that what he said concerns us. This is a God of concern tonight. He was concerned about David because he's seen how David's faith has failed him. And the Spirit of God moved on David hard when he got the news that his household had been removed by the devil. And he began to seek God. That's the first step. He inquired of God because he wanted everything back in order again. That's what God will. He wants things to be in order in our lives, saints of God. And that's what the spirit of recovery is. The spirit of recovery. All things that Satan has stolen from you, God is a God of recovery, because the thief don't want us to have anything. But we see by John 10:10, God will that we have the fullness tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in Jesus' name, this is a word of recovery, a word to help us, oh God, because you are the one to help us to recover what has been lost. You are the one give us much more than besides what we have lost. So I come tonight in Jesus' name. My sister's caller that called, and I'm standing, I don't care what it looks like, I'm standing for recovery of her mind, that the fluid is off her brain, that the Spirit of God will begin to circumcise her children's hearts tonight, where they won't desire to just to throw her into a group home. Because as I listened to her tonight, she was sound. She was speaking the word. She's babysitting for grandchildren. And she's doing everything a sound person has done. And God, you are the one that's touching her brains right now from that fall and releasing the pressure. And we thank you tonight, Father, for recovery for Sister Carla, that the Spirit of God caused her to remain in safe housing, that the Spirit of God would circumcise her children and not allow them to give up on her, and that the Spirit of God would cause their heart to become a heart of flesh tonight, where they would desire to wait upon the Lord with their mother. And I come in Jesus' name, shutting every door that the enemy would desire to shove her off and forget her. I close it by faith in Jesus' name. And I thank you because I'm praying by faith, God, that every door is canceled, and that Sister Carla will come out of this healthy, well, and sound, because I'm in agreement with her because she believed. And I believe with her tonight, I'm in agreement. And I thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. And I pray tonight, Father, for the saints of God that's going through a place of recovery. I pray in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God begin to reveal to them the steps they must take for the recovery spirit to begin. That the Spirit of God deal with them as never before. In Jesus' name, how you dealt with David, God. And when he began to inquire of the Lord, when he began to seek God, you got into the business of what David was concerned about. And God, you gave him direction. You gave him wisdom and knowledge. And you gave him a word that everything he lost will be recovered. And not only that, oh, Father, You didn't tell him the rest. He got even more than enough. So tonight I thank you, Father, for the spirit of recovery over your people on this line tonight. Those that's inquiring of the Lord, those that have lost husbands and wives and finance and business and health and all matters, my God, concerning their family, those that have lost joy, dignity, self-esteem, and they no longer have courage. Spirit of God, bring recovery in all areas of their lives where they was used of God, that they were restored by the anointing of God, and that the Spirit of God will go into that place where the enemy thinks they're unusable, where the Lord will turn it around tonight in Jesus' name into what he has need of them in this hour in the name of Jesus, because they are hidden diamonds, oh God. It's a hidden diamond buried within them, and the Spirit of God is allowing them to go through the process. And I thank you for tonight by faith in Jesus' name, for the ones that stand in agreement, God, with the one that they know they're going through a place of recovery, that the Spirit of God will close their ears to the naysayers, will close them up for they that's going to look at God's word on what God's word said. When it's a time of recovery, they will receive all, and they're going to stand and see it in the land of the living. They're going to see the person recovered. They're going to see the person restored. They're going to see the person gained. They're going to see the person come out above and not beneath. They're going to see the person healthy, well, and sound in every area of their lives. They're going to see it because they're standing in agreement tonight. And I pray for their strength tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will shield them from the enemy, from whispering in their ears, from the enemy, from tugging at their hearts. They're going to see that loved one that's on drugs delivered. They're going to see that loved one that's sick delivered. They're going to see that one that lost business get a spirit of recovery, where the Spirit is going to bring them into another place of business and with a mind of God to do it right. They're going to see that one that's anointed by God to teach, preach, and do whatever God has allowed them to do for the body of Christ, to be re-anointed and re-established in Jesus' name. They're going to see, hallelujah, things that's falling apart that God's going to bring back together again. They're going to see those that's broken and have lowest self-esteem to be pulled up by God tonight in Jesus' name. They're going to see those that's waiting upon the Lord, that they're not going to do a shortcut anymore. They're going to see them standing still and waiting upon the Lord, because there is a diamond hidden inside of them, and they're going to come out more than enough. They're going to come out, hallelujah, fixed by God. And I thank you, God. I bind up a shortcut in Jesus' name. I bind up any route they would desire to take, oh God, to shorten the and to eliminate the thing that God has set up in the process that God wants them to go through. I bind in Jesus' name from them taking a shortcut tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you for the Spirit of God, hallelujah, to enable them to stand and go through it the way God has designed them to go through. I thank you, Father Jesus, that the thing that the enemy is gradually trying to take from them in secret, that the Spirit of God right now halt the powers of darkness and cause the spirit of confusion to come against the devil that desire to take their possession secretly and to move and gradually take from them. I stop the devil by faith in Jesus' name, and I thank you for the fullness of God to be upon their lives, that the Lord's Spirit is developing them now in Jesus' name, that every need will be supplied in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, entirely, completely, they wanting nothing. And I thank you for the spirit of restoration now is breathing upon them now. The spirit of recovery. I pray now in Jesus' name for those that was affected by the hurricane in the island and in Texas and in Florida. I pray for recovery in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God rebuild and restore homes, business, things that were lost, that the Spirit of God bring recovery to those places in the Caribbean and all the islands, that the Spirit of God bring recovery to Texas, the Spirit of God bring recovery to Florida, that the Spirit of God do it by your spirit, Father. That's what the flesh can't do, that you go in and bring in the manpower and cause everything to come together. And we thank you for the spirit of recovery on all those places tonight in Jesus' name, in the spirit of joy, in the spirit of encouragement on the people to work together, that the Spirit of God send in manpower to cause it to be possible, that the Spirit of God restore lights that's out and cause them to have clean water in Jesus' name, tonight and safe dwelling in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. We thank you for your spirit of drawing in the unsaved, causing prodigal sons and daughters to return to God, healing those that are sick and diseased, coming against those diseases in Jesus' name. We thank you for the spirit of God moving on the fivefold ministry in Jesus' name. We speak spirit of love to overtake the body of Christ as never before. We come against every spirit of schism in Jesus' name. We thank you for the spirit of unity now to come in so that we can all, hallelujah, see the fullness of God, the completeness of God, the development of God in the body of Christ. I pray these prayers by faith in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father Jesus, that you remember, hallelujah, the less fortunate, the homeless, those that without jobs, that you open up doors of employment, call safe dwelling for the homeless in Jesus' name, that needs are met for the family, that the spirit of recovery and reconciliation is over the families. I thank you for it by faith, and I decree it in Jesus' name, that the spirit of God stop the thief, stop every demonic power that gradually want to come in. I thank you, Father Jesus, that he will not take away, he will not secretly steal, and gradually take possession any longer, because we are following the steps of the word tonight. And we thank you because of the spirit of prosperity is upon us tonight. We thank you for the spirit of recovery. We'll be healthy, we'll be firm, and set in place by the Holy Ghost. And God, I praise you for it, and I thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. Be encouraged, saints of God, and stand knowing that you are regaining. God is restoring. He's overtaking the enemy because you have inquired of God, and God going to give you knowledge and wisdom and understanding. He said, any lack, ask of God to give all man liberally, freely. He said he will give. He's going to get involved in your matters because you are inquiring of God tonight, and I thank you for the spirit of recovery is over you tonight by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio. You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.